Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tannehill is wide to the left. Henry is in the gun.
Okay.
It's the King Cat. Henry running to the left. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Yo! Yo! Titans win! 42-36! As Arthur Smith comes with the King Cat!
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one, wait, no, yes, number one Chrysler Dodge Ram dealer, ShorkeyNorthHills.com. That's the Steelers' next opponent, another undefeated. How about only six times since the merger have teams 5-0 or better met each other? And every time, the winner has gone to the Super Bowl. Every time the winner of that matchup has at least gone to the Super Bowl, Chris.
Say the beginning part of that again.
I think it's the sixth time since the merger, two teams, both 5-0 or better, have met each other, played in the regular season.
Yes.
And each time the winner of that game has gone to the Super Bowl.
Man, I would have bet a whole lot of money that the Steelers and Patriots were both 5-0 in 2004 in Roethlisberger's rookie year.
No, because they lost the Maddox game.
And then I'm thinking, you know why I'm thinking that way though? Because I'm only thinking of Roethlisberger's starts there. Mm-hmm. Okay, forget it. I'm an idiot.
And the Steelers won and didn't go to the Super Bowl. The loser did.
Yeah, they beat two undefeated teams in a row. Everyone thought they were going to the Super Bowl, and then those two teams decided they would play for it instead.
Yeah, this stat is the winner goes. How about Derrick Henry over 200 yards? However, Chris, Derrick Henry, 4 point yards per carry, 4.8 yards per carry this year.
Yeah.
James Conner, 4.9 yards per carry this year.
Derrick Henry, first player in NFL history, by the way, with at least one 200-yard game on the ground in three straight seasons.
Thank you, Malsy. Didn't
like that one.
No,
I did.
Come
on, that's a good nugget.
I guess I did. What do we make of Connor and his start to the season?
Best I've
three 100-yard games.
Best I've seen him look. Best I've seen him look since 2018, but I have a feeling what I'm about to say here in pretty concise fashion is going to be echoed by you. Maybe I'll be wrong. I thought he ran well yesterday. I thought he took – this is the important thing with him. I actually thought he took runs where there were maybe 3 or 4 yards there and got 7, 8, or 9. Or 10 on multiple occasions, which is always, he looked spry, he looked nimble, he looked explosive. Now I just wait and hold my breath every single time he takes a hard shot, and I wonder if he's going to get up limping, if he's going to get up looking not quite like right, and am I going to see him trot to the sideline, and then am I not going to see him play the rest of the day?
Yeah, I think
I don't know
he
how
is.
You feel,
yeah, he's.
That's where I'm at.
He is dispelling the belief out there that I held that even when healthy, he's not a great or even very good NFL running back. I think he's been better than average this year. I would say when he plays and he's able to get through a game, he has been one of the 10 best running backs in the NFL this season. But I, like you, am looking at the calendar and seeing that it's only October 19th, and I still have questions about his durability. And unfortunately, that's not going to go away until he actually finishes the deal one time and gets through a season without either an injury at the end that keeps him out for the last couple of games or has an injury in the middle that, you know, forces him to miss a bunch of times. So it is awesome to see, but there is a sense of don't hold your breath with it, James Conner. And I can't tell you when that's going to end, but it's I think it's there for both of us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.